Today is a well-known summer vacation spot. Turn back the clock about three centuries, and people would have known it as one of the most strategic water routes in the nation. That fact made this a very important place for countries to stake their claim. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Choosing the right marketing tool at the right time can make your head spin, but it doesn't have to. Market Rally host Chip Flory leads you through real-world marketing scenarios with tips and strategies to help you minimize risk and protect your profits in Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series. This best-selling four-chapter set includes workbooks and DVDs to clearly explain the options available and give you the confidence to pull the trigger at the right time. Order your set today at shopfarmjournal.com. Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series includes chapters on Assessing and Managing Risk, Cash Marketing, Fundamentals of Hedging, and Advanced Marketing Strategies. Order only the chapter you need or get the complete four-chapter set, which includes a glossary of marketing terms and a durable binder to keep your set neatly organized. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
As Craig Wilson explains, the European presence here along the Straits of Mackinac dates well before the founding of this nation.
The fort here is actually over 300 years old, or at least the site itself is. There was a fort built here initially around 1715 by the French. They built it at a small Jesuit mission as well as an Odawa village.
The French desired a fort here to regulate and protect the booming fur trade. The outpost did have soldiers, but most residents were civilians, and there was relatively little trouble during the time the French occupied the place.
In the summertime, there would be a few thousand people here, and they would primarily be men involved in the fur trade, whether they were French-Canadian voyageurs or Canadian merchants. But there were families who lived here. There's a few hundred people who live here permanently, and it was men, women, and children.
In the 1700s, the fort, Michilimackinac, was sitting at the convergence of what we today would consider a great network of highways.
You can essentially go anywhere in the Great Lakes watershed. You can go down Lake Michigan, you can go up into Lake Superior, down Lake Huron. That opens up the St. Lawrence River, the Mississippi River. You can go as far away as the Rocky Mountains from here, all by water.
There were concerns there would be fighting here during the French and Indian War, but when the British won that war, life at the fort was initially not that different.
There were about 30 French soldiers stationed here in 1760 when this all became technically part of British Canada. Those 30 soldiers just left. They went to Louisiana. The civilians stayed here. They kept their houses, they kept the church, they kept their businesses and their property, and the British showed up about a year later.
Changes were coming, though, and that part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Mackinac City, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.